Thousands of Northeast Ohio customers are without power after severe thunderstorms moved to the region this morning. First Energy reported nearly 4,400 outages in Tuscarawas County, 482 in Stark, 56 in Columbiana, fewer than 20 in Mahoning, and 84 in Portage. AEP reported 86 outages in Stark County, 53 in Tuscarawas, and 8 in Carroll. High winds and heavy rain downed trees and damaged power lines, while large hail was reported in Hartville. A severe thunderstorm watch is in effect until 3 p.m. Jury selection is underway in Stark County for two Canton police officers charged in the death of Frank Tyson. Camden Birch and Beau Schoenegge each face a felony reckless homicide charge in Tyson's April 2024 death. The Canton Township man died after being handcuffed and restrained face down following a disturbance at the Amvets Club on Sherrick Road Southeast. Body camera video shows him saying he couldn't breathe. Retired Medina County Judge James Kimbler is presiding. The case against a Jackson Township man accused in his mother's death has been bound over to a Stark County grand jury. 64-year-old Paul Yeager waived his preliminary hearing Friday in Massillon Municipal Court. He is charged with reckless homicide and failing to provide for a functionally impaired person in the death of 91-year-old Paula Blankenship. Investigators say Blankenship died of hypothermia and environmental exposure at their Lawnview Street Northwest home in January. Canton police are investigating the deaths of two women found in a burning apartment. 42-year-old Katina Spells of Canton and 31-year-old Courtney Yeager of Massillon were found Sunday morning at the Skyline Terrace apartment complex on Allen Page Drive Southeast. Both women suffered severe burns, and police say they also appeared to have wounds that were not caused by the fire. Fire officials called police to the scene. The women were pronounced dead at local hospitals. A woman is facing three counts of endangering children after North Canton police say she left three children in a hot car Saturday. 75-year-old Gail Prowell of Canton was arrested that day and arraigned today in Canton Municipal Court. Prowell allegedly left the children, ages 4, 5, and 7, in a parked car for about 30 minutes while she shopped at the Giant Eagle on East Maple Street. Police say the car was not running, the windows were up, and the outside temperature was 87 degrees. Canton City Council will vote tonight on proposed changes that could cut residential building permit fees. City officials tell the repository the changes would make it more affordable for homeowners to make improvements and encourage them to get proper permits. Fees for some projects, including roofs, windows, and furnaces, would be waived, while other residential fees would be reduced. The plan also requires contractors to list subcontractors on each project. Two people were flown to hospitals after separate incidents at the Columbiana County Fair Sunday night. Fair officials say a young boy was pinned by a car in the parking area while demolition derby cars were being unloaded. Later, debris from a derby car hit spectators, injuring another person. Officials say rain left the fairgrounds saturated and made conditions difficult. Both incidents are being called freak accidents. A Lisbon man is dead after a two-vehicle crash in Columbiana County. The Highway Patrol says 61-year-old Glenn Kennedy was riding a motorcycle south on State Route 45 just before 1 Sunday afternoon when he was hit by a car turning onto Osborne Road in Madison Township. Kennedy was pronounced dead at the scene. Drugs and alcohol do not appear to be a factor. The wreck is under investigation. A Youngstown man could face prison time after pleading guilty to three felonies stemming from a November 5th incident. 25-year-old James Blackwell pleaded guilty today in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court to aggravated robbery and two counts of kidnapping. Youngstown police say he forced a woman from her car near Rush Boulevard and East Avondale Avenue, choked her until she passed out, and threatened to kill her child during a dispute over money. Blackwell has been in jail since February. Sentencing is September 24th. Youngstown State University trustees have approved new three-year contracts for the school's faculty and classified employees. The faculty contract provides 3% raises each year. Classified employees will get 3%, 2.75%, and 3% raises. The agreements take effect August 16th. Trustees also approved higher starting salaries for some positions to help recruit and retain employees. Warren police are investigating two weekend shootings. Officers responded to the 600 block of Ohio Avenue Northwest just after 10 Saturday night and found a man with multiple gunshot wounds. He was taken to St. Joseph's Hospital. About 5 hours later, police responded to gunfire near a gas station at Parkman Road and Maxwell Avenue Northwest. About 20 shots were fired, injuring another person. They were transported to St. Elizabeth Health Center. Police have not released their conditions or identified any suspects. A Trumbull County grand jury has indicted a Howland man on multiple internet sex crime charges. 19-year-old Vincent Malone faces 20 felony counts, including 17 counts of pandering sexually oriented material involving a minor and 3 counts of illegal use of a minor in a nudity-oriented performance. Howland police received a tip last November from Ohio's Internet Crimes Against Children Unit. Malone was arrested June 3rd and remains free on $350,000 bond under electronically monitored house arrest. He's scheduled for arraignment tomorrow in Trumbull County Common Pleas Court. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.